Hi, this is the LifeSpring Family Bible, number 28. Be sure you listen to the end of the show where I've got a really special letter that someone wrote to me that I want to read to you. On today's show, we begin the book of Matthew. It's good to be back into the New Testament, and of course, Matthew is the first book of the New Testament, and it's the first of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So let's begin. Matthew chapter 1. This is the record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, Perez the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz by Rahab, Boaz the father of Obed by Ruth, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David the king. David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah, Solomon the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asa, Asa the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah, Uzziah the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah, Hezekiah the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amon, Amon the father of Josiah, and Josiah the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, Abiud the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who was called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to Christ, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ happened this way. While his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband-to-be, was a righteous man, and because he did not want to disgrace her, he intended to divorce her privately. When he had contemplated this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." This all happened so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled. "Look, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did what the angel of the Lord told him. He took his wife, but did not have marital relations with her until she gave birth to a son, whom she named Jesus. Matthew chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the time of King Herod, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was alarmed, and all Jerusalem with him. After assembling all the chief priests and experts in the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they said, "for it is written this way by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are in no way least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod privately summoned the wise men and determined from them when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and look carefully for the child. When you find him, inform me so that I can go and worship him as well." After listening to the king, they left, and once again the star they saw when it rose led them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they shouted joyfully. As they came into the house and saw the child with Mary his mother, they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasure box and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. After being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back by another route to their own country. After they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to look for the child to kill him." Then he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and went to Egypt. He stayed there until Herod died. In this way, what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet was fulfilled: "I called my son out of Egypt." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he became enraged. He sent men to kill all the children in Bethlehem and throughout the surrounding region from the age of 2 and under, according to the time he had learned from the wise men. Then what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud wailing, Rachel weeping for her children, and she did not want to be comforted because they were gone. After Herod had died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." So he got up and took the child and his mother and returned to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. After being warned in a dream, he went to the regions of Galilee. He came to a town called Nazareth and lived there. Then what had been spoken by the prophets was fulfilled, that Jesus would be called a Nazarene. Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came into the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." For he is the one about whom Isaiah the prophet had spoken, the voice of one shouting in the wilderness, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing made from camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and his diet consisted of locusts and wild honey. Then people from Jerusalem, as well as all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan, were going out to him, and he was baptizing them in the Jordan River, as they confessed their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore produce fruit that proves your repentance, and don't think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that God can raise up children for Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe is laid at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one coming after me is more powerful than I am. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clean out his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the storehouse, but the chaff he will burn up with an inextinguishable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to John to be baptized by him in the Jordan River. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me?" So Jesus replied to him, "Let it happen now, for it is right for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then John yielded to him. After Jesus was baptized, just as he was coming up out of the water, the heavens opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my one dear Son. In him I take great delight." Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand on the highest point of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will lift you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Once again it is written, 'You are not to put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again the devil took him to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their grandeur. And he said to him, "I will give you all these things if you throw yourself to the ground and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Go away, Satan, for it is written, 'You are to worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and began ministering to his needs. Now when Jesus heard that John had been imprisoned, he went into Galilee. While in Galilee, he moved from Nazareth to make his home in Capernaum. Now, when Jesus had heard that John had been imprisoned, he went into Galilee. While in Galilee, he moved from Nazareth to make his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way by the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light, and on those who sit in the region and shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach this message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. He said to them, "Follow me, and I will turn you into fishers of people." They left their nets immediately and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. Then he called to them. They immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of disease and sickness among the people. So a report about him spread throughout Syria. People brought to him all who suffered with various illnesses and afflictions, those who had seizures, paralytics, and those possessed by demons, and he healed them. And large crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan River. Hey guys, a few days ago, I got this email that absolutely made my week. I don't know, this could be the best email I've ever received. It just brought tears to my eyes. Listen to this. It says, "Dear Steve, my husband Rodney is the director of our church youth group, Pathfinders. Pathfinders are similar to Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Recently, he made a deal with his club. If they would memorize 7 Bible verses, he would give them an iPod shuffle. But they couldn't put anything on the shuffle until they had listened to the entire Bible. After the first Pathfinder earned the iPod, we downloaded a year's worth of your readings and put about 60 readings on the shuffles. After they listen to that set, we load the next. This enables us to ensure that they're keeping their end of the bargain. At this point, 6 iPods have been earned and 6 members of our club have been listening to your readings from LifeSpring. Living in the Chicago area, we have occasional school closings from frigid weather and snow. We had 2 such days a couple of weeks ago, and one of our Pathfinders had already listened to all the Bible readings that had been loaded onto her iPod, so she listened to all of them again. Praise God. We took the group on a winter camping trip this last weekend. As Rodney and I were on our way to breakfast, he was so excited to tell me what he had discovered when he woke up and went out to the fire. 3 of our older boys were there and had the fire going, which is not unusual. What was so exciting and heartwarming was that they had an iPod hooked up to speakers and they were listening to you read the Bible. No adult prompting or coercion, just a growing love of God's Word. In fact, one of the boys hadn't even earned an iPod yet, but he was still eager to hear the Word. When our grown daughter heard about the deal Rodney made with the Pathfinders, she asked if he would make the same deal with her 16-year-old daughter and asked if he would also make a similar deal with her. Their family's been having spiritual challenges, and of course he said yes. Our daughter wanted to make the deal for an iPod Touch, so she had to learn 30 verses. She did, and now she too is listening to You Read the Bible. Her daughter is still working on learning her verses. We've also made the same deal with my sister and her 7-year-old daughter as we did with my daughter and granddaughter. They are excitedly learning their verses. It is our fervent prayer that this will get all those in our club and family headed in the right direction, heading toward the kingdom of God. I just want to thank you for helping us touch the hearts and minds of our children and family. When we get to heaven, know that they are there partly because of the amazing and generous commitment you've made to God's work. You are in my prayers, and you will be forever in my heart as you have brought the Word of God to the hearts of those we love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and give you His shalom. And that's signed Stephanie. Oh man, is that not wonderful? Stephanie, thank you so very much for sending this email. It touched my heart, and if your family was the only one that ever listened to this show, you've made it worthwhile. Please send my love to everybody in the club and your family. And let them know that I'm praying for them as I pray for you, Stephanie. Thank you. If the LifeSpring Family Bible has made a difference in your life or the life of someone that you love, would you please write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com? I would love to hear from you. Well, I think that'll do it for today. Thanks so much for joining me. May God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. I'll see you tomorrow. LifeSpring Media, bringing you quality Christian and family entertainment since 2004. Brought to you in part by InTouchProductions.com.